Virginia's starting five being introduced again for the Badgers. It's Wall, Crowell, Hepburn, Klusman, and Storr. For the Cavaliers, Buchanan, Dunn, McNeely, Rohde, and Beekman. The officials for this matchup. TV Teddy Valentine's in the house, which is always good. Lee Cassell and KB Burdett. I've said this for many, many years. Ted Valentine, known for the theatrics, but I mean, it's a neutral site here. But, and we're going to say it again, if you are the visiting team and Ted Valentine is an official, you feel good about that because you will get a fair shake. He will not be, a lot of young guys, you know, coaches will tell you how much truth there is to it, who knows. But coaches will tell you a lot of the younger officials can be intimidated by home crowds and all that. Ted Valentine is not one of those guys. Bo Ryan talked about it. Dick Bennett talked about it. So if you got Ted working a game, you feel pretty good about the whistle, right?
I love going to Assembly Hall in Indiana and knowing that Ted was there. We had a chance then.
That's right. Badgers for the first time here in the, actually the second time, wearing the Cardinal unis and the white trim. Virginia, the traveling whites and the blue trim as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Virginia, little Big Ten ACC matchup here today.
Man, we haven't talked about it enough, but getting off to a good start, very important. If it's a 12-6 game, 6 points is a big deal in this matchup. Not always the case when you're playing other teams, but either way it goes, 6 points is going to be a lot. So getting off to a quick start here for Wisconsin, very, very key.
Yep, Cavaliers allowing just 51 points per game, fifth fewest in all of college basketball. And the defensive efficiency rankings, that's where you really get more of the deep dive, ranking 10th coming into this matchup. It'll be Blake Buchanan, Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. There's a crowd filing in. A lot of Wisconsinites spend their winters here in Southwest Florida, and many of those folks are here in attendance in this small but not gymnasium. Fort Myers, Florida, toss and tap to the Badgers, and we are underway. From our vantage point, they're coming at us. We'll say they're going to our right here in the first half to help paint the picture. Chucky Hepburn high on the left, throws to Stephen Crowell. Up top against Blake Buchanan. Stevie hands off to Max Klesman, throws at the wall, left point, inside feed, caught by Crowell, slam dunk. Got around Beekman, or Buchanan, I should say, for the game's first points.
Interior points and passes can be very important.
Virginia moving to our left, and it's Reese Beekman high on the right. He'll throw to Andrew Rohde, matched up with A.J. Storr. McNeely versus Klesman. Rohde rotates it to Beekman, shovels inside to Dunn. Low on the right, pushed it up and into the right hand, tied at two. We're in the opening minute here in Fort Myers, Florida. Chucky Hepburn throwing to A.J. Storr. He is with Andrew Rohde. A.J. up top, kills the dribble, flips to Tyler Wall. He is defended by Ryan Dunn. Now Klesman, quick pass over to Hepburn, outside left. Hepburn and Reese Beekman, good matchup right there. A hedge of the screen from Buchanan. Chucky picked up the dribble, throws to Klesman. Shot clock at eight. Crowd top of the circle. Takes the hand off to Storr. Five to shoot. A throw to Klesman. Three to shoot. Make it two off the right elbow. Jumper is good for Max Klesman. He had just 2 points on Friday. Gets two in a hurry here today.
Big jumper to get Max going.
A minute 20 gone by. 4-2 Wisconsin. Beekman on the left-hand dribble. Throws it to Dunn high on the left. Gives off to McNeely. Drifting to the top of the circle. Sends it off to Beekman to the line. Kick out Dunn. Rotates Rohde on the left wing. Wall gets him on the switch. Rohde squares up. Left elbow jumper. Back rim no. Rebound tipped into the hands of A.J. Storr. 4-2 Wisconsin. We're a minute 40 into it. Hepburn will walk it up for the Badgers. Throwing to Stephen Crowell on the right wing. Crowell against Buchanan. Now it's Hepburn at the top. Tightly contested by Beekman. Throwing to Klesman. Feeds Wall at the right point. Tyler flips it to Crowell at the top of the circle. A dribble handoff to Hepburn. Shot clock at eight. Chucky for three. Left of the circle. Danced off the rim. No good. Crowell trying to secure the offensive rebound. Went off his hands and out of bounds.
Early on here, the pace offensively has been very good. They've got multiple sides. That first bucket that they got, they touched the multiple sides four different times, which is swinging it, getting that Virginia defense to move.
Reese Beekman will bring it up. Averaging better than 5.5 assists per game. The only returning starter from last season for this Virginia program. Beekman gives off to Andrew Rohde. Loops it back to Beekman on the right side off the Buchanan screen. Chucky working through it. Chucky is dogging Beekman. And now McNeely has it with 12 to shoot. McNeely off the left wing. Slips a pass. Went through. Buchanan picked off by Storr. Rohde is back. A.J. left of the lane trying to spin. Up right hand. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Crowell. And he'll peel it out of there to Chucky Hepburn. And a reset for Wisconsin. Hepburn at the midcourt logo. Moves off to Tyler Wall, hands off to Storr. Storr flips to Crowell. And he'll give it up to Hepburn high on the right. Chucky to the line. Now in the lane, looped it inside, caught by Crowell. One dribble, reverse layup attempt, deflected away. Ball is loose. Crowell battles for it, has it as the shot clock bumps back to 20. And there you take a look at it here to see if that first shot drew iron. We're not quite 3 minutes in, 4-2 Wisconsin.
And not just because he's a big fella, but Steven Grohl has played really well so far 3 minutes. He's been active. He's got a couple of offensive rebounds. He's rolled hard to the basket to get that Virginia defense to suck in. His energy early on here has been a good thing for this team.
It's going to be interesting to see, and hopefully for Wisconsin's sake that can continue, because Blake Buchanan is very highly regarded, very promising. He's a freshman, so this is maybe the vet here, Stevie, can take advantage of that today.
He has to.
Yep.
There's no option. He has to. Two offensive rebounds within 3 minutes. That was going to be a key. So far, Steven Grohl's taking advantage of it.
All right, we play on. Badgers will be inbounding with 19 on the shot clock. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left. 4-2 Wisconsin, 17:09 left of the first half. Tyler Wall high on the left against Dunn. Tyler puts it on the deck, drives the lane, got tied up by Dunn. Foul is called, and Dunn is down in awkward fashion. He went down, kind of favoring that left leg, but he pops back up. Limping a little bit, he has that leg wrapped, and he picked up the foul, and that is his first. And the game's first foul. Tyler Wall on Friday was 8 of 12 at the free throw line against Robert Morris. Wisconsin had 40 free throw attempts in that game as Wall has the first one to roll in. It's 5-2 Wisconsin.
And 5 of 5 from the floor. Like, that drive which Tyler did is what he needs to do. Attack that basket. Rip and go. Play to your strengths. Make them guard you.
First free throw is good for Wall. Second is on the way, and that bangs off the rim no good. Beekman the rebound. 5-2 Wisconsin. We're 3 minutes into the game. Beekman on the left-hand dribble. They bring it to the front court as Chucky Hepburn waits for him. Out between the arcs of Buchanan screen. Beekman to the right elbow. Feeds Dunn. Flips to Rohde high on the left. A pass for Beekman right of the circle. Gives it up to McNeely. Right foul line extended. Jumper is good for Isaac McNeely. His first points, 5-4 Wisconsin. 16:38 left in the first half. A.J. Storr gives it up to Hepburn. Outside right. Beekman will contest him well beyond the three-point line. Now Wall high on the left. Gives it to Hepburn. Chucky outside right. Bobbled the dribble. Gives it up to Crowell. Top of the circle. Checked by Blake Buchanan. Crowell gives off to Storr. Takes it left of the lane. Stops. Double team. Oh, got a pass. Threading the needle into Crowell. Low on the right for the layup. How did that get through?
What a pass by A.J. Storr. Interior passing is very crucial against Virginia. If you can make passes like that, you're going to be well off.
7-4 Wisconsin. Dunn a three on the right side. Off the rim, no good. Max Klesmith the rebound. 4 minutes in. 7-4 Wisconsin. Klesmith to the front court. A bounce pass to Crowell, slips in the Wall, low on the right, takes it left, shot blocked by Dunn. Tyler gets it back, pumping, goes up, no good. Buchanan the rebound, couldn't quite finish. Good interior D recovery from Virginia. Beekman outside left, driving on Hepburn, left of the lane, pushed it up short. Crowell there for the rebound for Wisconsin. About 4.5 minutes gone by, 7-4 the Badgers. Wall throwing to Storr, high on the right. A.J. gives it up to Crowell, top of the circle. A couple of dribbles, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky probing, baseline left, mid-range jumper, short, rebound. Blake Buchanan of Virginia.
Didn't love that shot by Chucky. He's got to get something better. Make Virginia guard.
Isaac McNeely to the front court, throwing to Rohde. He'll take the dribble out between the circles, matched up with A.J. Storr. A throw to Beekman, left corner, off the Buchanan screen. A toss to Dunn, flips a three right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell, able to seal off Buchanan. A little more than 5 minutes gone by, 7-4 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Looks inside, finds Wall, right foul line extended. Tyler straddles the three-point line, sends to Hepburn, refeeds Wall, right side again. Shot clock at 10, Wall against Dunn. Wall out to Crowell, open three, straight on, straight in for Steven Crowell, who has 7 early points for Wisconsin, 10 for the Badgers.
Have yourself a first 6 minutes, Steven Crowell.
Yes, sir.
7-4?
Not bad. With the ball is Beekman outside right. Gives off to Andrew Rohde. He'll pitch it to McNeely. A wide pass, almost an over and back, but he controls. Gives off to Rohde. feeding Beekman left side. Open three off the Dunn screen is good. Reese Beekman from distance, and it's 10-7 Wisconsin. 6 minutes in. Chucky Hepburn starts the offense. Tosses to Klesman. High to the right. Sends it back to Hepburn. Quick pass Crowell. Left wing. Big Stevie brings it back out front. He'll leave it for Max Klesman. Out the wall, right of the lane. The drive into a triple team. Knocked away. Crowell was there. Kick out Chucky for three. Off the rim, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound. Tyler up over Buchanan, no good. The rebound to Ryan Dunn of Virginia.
Good job crashing the offensive glass. Tyler's got to finish it, but they're doing a good job of creating those extra opportunities.
13:25 left of the first half. 10-7 Wisconsin. Reese Beekman off the Buchanan screen. The drive right of the lane goes through the lane, right to left. Gives to Dunn, sends it back to Beekman. Dribbles off the left wing in the paint. Kick out McNeely, right corner. Gives it to Buchanan. Hands off to McNeely. Here's that dribble handoff. Offensive foul. They'll get Blake Buchanan, and that'll be his first as we hit our first timeout of the game. This game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a brew pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew pub lots of mozza pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 13:30, make that 13:11 left of the first half. Wisconsin 10, Virginia 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait and save big on appliances. Upgrade your home with quality appliances from Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Stores closed Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 10-7 Wisconsin with 13-11 left in the first half.
I've said a lot, don't settle for Wisconsin. That's, you know, make Virginia guard means don't you settle and take bad shots. They've had only two bad possessions, a Chucky corner shot, and I thought Tyler penetrated when Virginia's defense was all clapped. That's it. So they've done a good job of that. I think offensively what they've done, five offensive rebounds as well, Matt. They've been active. That's a weakness of Virginia. Wisconsin continues to need to be able to create those second chance opportunities. Just need to finish. Tyler Wall had that one. He needs to put that in.
Both teams making wholesale substitutions. Kamari McGee, John Blackwell on the floor, Nolan Winter. Along with Carter Gilmore, Max Klesmann remains in the game. We'll set Virginia's new five in a moment. With the ball is Klesmann bouncing to Winter right of the circle. He's with Jordan Miner, who's on the floor. Dante Harris checking Kamari McGee. Klesmann lost the ball. It rolls to Beekman, and Beekman racing up right side. His pass deflected by Klesmann and taken away by Winter. What hustle, as usual, from Max Klesmann. And the big fella, Nolan Winter, getting down there as well. There's Klesmann with the ball, throwing a win. The freshman will feed Kamari McGee. A pass for Gilmore up top. He'll hand off to John Blackwell. Blackwell to the line, down the lane, off balance, pushed it up, missed, but a foul. He knew he was drawing the contact, and that's on Jordan Miner, the grad transfer from Merrimack. And that's his first, and Blackwell, who had 18 points on Friday night, steps to the free throw line early on here today.
I love what Blackwell does, because he's so young, he doesn't understand that, like, those driving lanes are so small, you probably shouldn't go in there. However, if you go in with pace and force, you can create good opportunities without turning the ball over. And that's what he's really done early on in this year.
Yeah.
Is he gets in there, but he doesn't turn the ball over, and he creates great opportunities, whether it's getting to the free throw line or creating shots for other guys.
Like veteran savvy for
absolutely
a freshman. He makes the first free throw. Second on the way is straight through. And it's 12-7 Wisconsin with 12:33 left in the first half.
It's like me on the highway. I might go a little fast sometimes.
Just a little
you just
veteran
gotta get away
savvy
with it. You just hope you get away with it.
Veteran savvy. Shh, don't say that out loud. Here's Dante Harris out front against Kamari McGee. A bounce for McNeely. Refeeds Harris left of the circle. Gives off to Beekman. And his pass deflected. It got to Jake Rose on the floor for the Cavaliers as well. Rose, 6'9", grad student, has the ball against Carter Gilmore. Backing, knocked away. Got it back. Four to shoot. Fades, flips. Right of the lane. Short. Blackwell the rebound. Gilly with the D, and here comes Blackwell up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. High screen from Nolan Winter. Now Gilmore gives off to Klesmann. Sends it off to Nolan Winter. Feeds McGee. Now it's Winter right of lane. High pass. Nice catch. Gilmore throwing to Max. Open three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Dante Harris the rebound. The 6-foot junior out of Washington, D.C. 11:40 left in the first half. 12-7 Wisconsin. Harris on the dribble. Feeds Jake Groves. Now with the ball is Beekman hanging, and a foul line jump pass intended for Miner. It went through him and out of bounds, but a foul is called. A little bailout there from John Blackwell. That'll be his first as we hit the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:31 left in the first half. Wisconsin 12, Virginia 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:31 left in the first half. Wisconsin 12, Virginia 7.
Wisconsin's created three turnovers. When you look at their two-point percentage, we've talked about that they're 303 in the nation. Giving up about 56.9%. They have taken care of the elbows and the blocks so well early on. Virginia's tried to get some shooters because some curls coming off. They've gone a little ball screen action at times with Beekman, but they've clamped down. Wisconsin defensively have. It's one of the reasons they're off to this 12-7 start. Getting off to a good start was going to be crucial. You could have asked for a better start if you're Wisconsin right now. Defensively, they're answering it. Offensively, they're getting some good movement side to side and making Virginia guard.
Chucky Hepburn back on the floor for Wisconsin out there with Blackwell, McGee, Gilmore, and Nolan Winter. Dante Harris will be inbounding for the Cavaliers. Leon Bond out of Wauwatosa. 6'5 redshirt freshman in the lineup for Tony Bennett's Cavaliers. Inbounds pass goes to Groves. Hands off to Harris out high. Feeds Isaac McNeely. Hooks a pass to Bond. He is checked by Nolan Winter. Now it's McNeely between the circles. Matched up with Blackwell. A throw to Harris with 10 on the shot clock. Dante Harris high on the right. A bounce pass to Bond. Top of the circle. Sends it back to Harris. Three to shoot. Harris pull up. 10-footer. Baseline right. No good. Rebound ripped away by the freshman John Blackwell. 11:07 left in the half. 5-point lead Wisconsin at 12-7. Carter Gilmore on the dribble. He'll hand off to McGee high on the right. Feeds Nolan Winters. Sends it to Blackwell. Quick pass to Gilmore. Gilly at the right point. Bounce pass to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn throwing to McGee high on the left. Kamari kicks to Chucky. He'll wiggle into the lane. Now it's Winter left of the circle. Three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Gilmore fighting for it. Harris fighting for it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dante Harris.
Even though Wisconsin doesn't control that offensive rebound, they get the possession back. That's six opportunities so far. 10 minutes into this first half that Wisconsin has created second chance possessions for themselves.
Steven Crowell in for Nolan Winter. Reese Beekman back in there for Virginia. Blackwell, front court sideline, right inbounds to Crowell. Jake Groves is on him, and now it's Hepburn. Throws it over to Gilmore in the left wing. Carter takes it out front. Bounce feed for Crowell. There's the post double left of the lane. Crowell with a pass for Gilmore. Whips it to McGee. Extra pass Blackwell for three. Right side, nailed it. Inside out and around the horn they go, and it's 15-7 Wisconsin.
Good patience by Stephen Crowell to be able to get the ball, kick it out, and they swung one extra pass for three.
Here's Groves, top of the circle, 10-10 left in the half, 15-7 Wisconsin. Bond gives off to Andrew Rohde on the right wing, takes it above the three-point line on the retreat dribble. Now it's Bond, gets it back to Rohde. Rohde high to the left to Beekman. Beekman left wing being dogged by Hepburn. Beekman baseline left. His pass went off the crowd. Ball is loose. Beekman gets it back. Now Groves, two to shoot. One to shoot. Contest to three is short. Rebound Blackwell. As the Badgers D'ing up again. Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Flips to Gilmore. One dribble. A handoff to Kamari McGee. Leaves it for Crowell. Right of the circle. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky loops it into Crowell against Groves. And the double from Bond. Open man is Kamari. He'll take a three left of the circle. Good again. Back-to-back threes, and the Badgers lead 18-7 with 9:25 left in the first half. Leon Bond throwing to Rohde outside right. Rohde sends it over to Bond, top of the circle. Sagging off of him is Stephen Crowell. Rohde with it, poked away by Hepburn. Rohde gets it back, gives off to Beekman, left of the circle. Reese Beekman against Carter Gilmore. Beekman sizes him up with seven to shoot. Beekman spin move in the lane, tough shot, right hand, no good. Rebound to Beekman, throws it up, miss, but a foul. Ivan Kamari reaching in there for Wisconsin. With 8:59 left in the first half, 18-7 Wisconsin. Tell you what, Butch, even as a true freshman, you watch him in the scout team, Stephen Crowell, when they double him, he's got the patience and the savvy. I mean, you double Stephen Crowell, I get it, but he's a good passer out of that and setting up his teammates for
buckets.
Is that
you talking nice about a big guy there?
It's my one time.
Is that you talking nice? Okay.
Actually, what
I'm gonna
was,
let you know, talk. Yeah. You keep going. You tell me how good the big is. I'm gonna let you go with it.
Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. He's been great. I mean, so far this game, this is the growth and development that you thought Steve was going to take, yeah. Right? Like, this is a mature moment right now, and he's answered it so far.
18-9 with the free throws from Beekman. It was really noticeable with Stevie, though, his ability to pass out of there and not panic, even as a true freshman. Hepburn goes cross court for Blackwell, catching, shooting a three, left side, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound. Another board for the big man. Crowell finds Connor Asijan fresh off the bench, and he hoists up an air ball from the left corner. It comes down to Ryan Dunn. 18-9 Wisconsin, 8:30 left in the first half.
He was fresh off the bench, too.
And here's Rohde for three, right side. That is in and out. In for Andrew Rohde, his first points. 18-12 Wisconsin. Hepburn, Wall out there for Wisconsin. Crowell, Blackwell, and Asijan. That's the five on the floor. Chucky on the left side against Beekman. Chucky penetrates, finds Asijan low on the right. There you go. That'll get him going. Connor Asijan goes inside for the deuce, and it's 20-12 Wisconsin. 8 minutes left in the first half. Let's see if that gets Connor going. You know he can shoot it. You get him a chip shot. Maybe that can take the lid off. Beekman tries a three left side. Clip the front rim, no good. Asijan the rebound. 7:45 left in the half. 8-point lead for the Badgers. Here's Hepburn driving left lane line against Beekman. Turns low on the left. Slips it in the crowd. Low on the right. Taken away by Ryan Dunn. And they give him the clean strip.
From behind. That normally you can't get a clean one from behind.
McNeely goes off to Beekman on the dribble. Off the right wing. Off balance. Shooting. Missing. Rebound Buchanan. And he gets fouled by Tyler Wall. And that'll be the first on Tyler as we are now at the under eights media timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS dealer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. And Butchie just isn't nice to Big, so I'll say nice things about Big. 7:21 left in the first half. Wisconsin 20, Virginia 12. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. 7:21 left of the first half. Wisconsin 20, Virginia 12.
Wisconsin is holding Virginia 0.8 points per possession. Until that three, it was 0.5. You talk about a defensive performance. when there was question marks. Right, we can't sugarcoat it. Early on in the year, Robert Morris, they played better, but early on in the year, too many drives to the lane. They've shut it off.
They have. They most certainly have. Now, let's see if Wisconsin, although the points per possession good, just 7 of 21 from the field. With the ball is Reese Beekman against Chucky Hepburn out high. Hepburn with the D on the veteran, an outstanding guard for Virginia. That's a fun matchup, those two guys. Beekman gives off to McNeely right of the circle. He's with the siege of three to shoot, two to shoot. Beekman a spin in the lane and just beating the shot clock. Dunn up right hand, no good. The rebound tipped and grabbed right corner by A.J. Storr. Storr, Crowell, Wall, Hepburn, and a siege of the five of the floor for Wisconsin. Here's Storr. With a bounce for Wall between the circles, wraps it to Asijan, inside to Hepburn, left of the lane, single coverage Beekman, now the double from Buchanan, spinning away, fading, flipping as Hepburn, baseline left, no good, rebound tip to McNeely. And Reese Beekman will bring it up for the Cavaliers, 6:34 left in the half, 20-12 Wisconsin. Andrew Rohde, a bounce to a curling McNeely, squares up, left elbow jumper, bangs off the rim, no good, Wall the rebound, one and out for Virginia. Here comes Tyler Wall, throwing to Asijan outside left. Connor whips it to Hepburn, top of the circle. Refeeds Asijan with a shot fake from three. Sends it back to Hepburn. Inside feed, caught by Crowell. Quick double on Stevie, and they get him tied up. And this time the arrow belongs to Virginia.
And Steven brought the ball back there. All he needs to do, take a retreat dribble. He's been very good, but that trap was a little bit lower. And because it was lower, take that retreat dribble, create more space. Prior to that, he was catching it on the block. He had more space to operate. He caught a deeper retreat dribble. Now you can see the floor a little bit more, get out of that trap.
Max Klesman in for Connor Asijan. Jake Groves re-enters for Virginia. Buchanan sits down. 6:08 left in the first half. 20-12 Wisconsin. As up the floor comes Beekman. 5 points so far for Reese Beekman. Hit a three and a couple of free throws. Here is Andrew Rohde. High on the right. Rohde matched up with A.J. Storr. Rohde on the right-hand hip-high dribble. Bounces to McNeely. Turns it out to Jake Groves. Shot fake. Got Crowell up. Baseline right. The drive. And goes up. And contact made. And the foul is called. Greg Gard, his hands behind his head. But Ted Valentine says that arm came down. Teddy will give you a lot of body language when he tells you what's up. The foul is assessed to Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first. Two free throws coming up for Jake Groves.
Wisconsin's doing a really good job of locking and trailing. Virginia has their shooters, blockers, and movers. Dick Bennett out there understands what they're screeners, right? But Wisconsin's locking and trailing those shooters, so they're not getting clean looks on it. They're doing a really good job with a lot of their guys.
Rose, the transfer from Oklahoma, hits the first and the second free throw. 20-14 Wisconsin. 5:45 left of the first half. Hepburn hands off to Storr. There's yet to scratch here in this game. With the ball is Tyler Wall out high. Gives off to Klesman, high on the left. McNeely defends. Bounce pass Hepburn. Throws it back to Max Klesman. Inside to Wall. Left of the lane. Tyler dribbles in the paint. Running right-hander short. Rebound. Wall was on the floor. Couldn't reach it. Rohde does. And now Beekman ahead to Rohde to the front court. Well, the Badgers have gone cold. Rohde gives off to Beekman. Left of the lane, the drive through the paint. Loops it back out to Groves. Open three right of the circle. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound score.
Wisconsin dodged one right there. Groves is a shooter. Crawled, dove a little bit too deep. Got lucky.
And he came in 7 out of 12 from three in the first four games to Jake Groves. Here's Chucky Hepburn on the dribble to the left elbow. Slipped it into Wall. Low on the left. Takes it right. Layup. Rolls off the rim and out. No good. Ryan Dunn the rebound. It remains 20-14 Wisconsin. 4:45 left in the half. Beekman drives. Kicks to Groves. Right side three. Badgers dodged another one. As the shot is missed, Storr the rebound. Wisconsin has missed 9 of its last 10 shots. Chucky Hepburn on the left side against Beekman. Going to Crowell. One dribble. Gives off the store in the lane. Make that an 18-footer just inside top of the circle. Missed it. Follows his own shot. Threw it up. Missed. But a foul. And A.J. Store will try to stop the drought as he goes to the line for two.
That's what's different with this year's team versus last year's team. Wisconsin was on a 357 drought. Hadn't scored. A.J. comes across. Didn't love the shot he took, but he goes, gets an offensive rebound. The drought, hopefully, if you make one of these here, stops a little bit.
Andrew Rohde picked up the foul as A.J. hits the first free throw. He had 8 points in 21 minutes on Friday against Robert Morris. Nolan Winter checks in for Crowell. Beekman and Dunn will sit down. Dante Harris back in. Leon Bond as well. Kamari McGee ready to re-enter. He is in for Chucky Hepburn. So you now got Carter Gilmore back in there along with Winter, Klesmet, McGee, and A.J. Store, who's at the foul line. He made the first, second on the way, and that is good. And the lead is 8. 22-14, Wisconsin, 4:24 left in the half. Dante Harris, redshirt junior. Transfer from Georgetown, enrolled mid-year last year, so did not participate. Rohde gives off to McNeely. Outside left against Klesmet, throwing to Rohde. Rotates it to Harris. Flips to Rohde up top. 10 on the shot clock. McNeely for three. Left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Carter Gilmore for Wisconsin. And now Kamari McGee up the left sideline of the front court. Throwing to Nolan Winter. He sends it to Klesmet. Max to the top. Gives off to Gilmore. Kicks it to A.J. Store on the left side. A.J. probing. Now baseline left into a double team. Throws it up. Blocked by Bond. Store on the floor. Had it. Threw it off to Gilmore. He's fallen down. Got the pass away to McGee. 8 on the shot clock. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin. With 7 on the shot clock. And 3:37 on the game clock here in the first half of play. And this should be and will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport. Offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:37 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, Virginia 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 3:37 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, Virginia 14.
I didn't just like. I loved Coach Gard's timeout here. You're up by 8 points. 8 points in a game against Virginia is a lot of points, right? But this 3:37 is a very important 4 minutes to this game. You end the first half the right way, and this is the way basketball works. You take bad shots, the other team comes down and scores on you. Your shot clock was at 7. They weren't set up in any offense. It would have led to a bad shot. Now, all of a sudden, Virginia's out. Watch them bang a three. three. It's 22-17. Like, that's the way the game goes,
right?
So that's a great timeout by Greg to understand, hey, let's get reset. Even if we don't score on this possession, we at least are balanced. We got our transition defense taken care of. I got a big down below that can get the offensive rebound. We're set.
And here's why, here's a reason, Butchie, Bill Ryan always harped on this, Greg Gard as well, points per possession. And I bring that up because Wisconsin is 7 of 26 from the field. So you're thinking, really miserable, right? They're still getting 1 point per possession. Hitting some threes, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Virginia, by the way, right now, 0.66 per possession. John Blackwell, sideline left front court, inbound, 7 on the shot clock, into Carter Gilmore, back out to Blackwell with 5 to shoot. Blackwell driving left lane line, spins, fades, flips, missed, and the rebound comes down to Groves.
Even though he missed, they're set. They're back on defense. Now Virginia's got to work against Wisconsin's defense.
Lee Speakman, is it to Dante Harris, a pass for Isaac McNeely, high on the